the bad news that you hear coming out of Iraq, we've got an exciting update for you today in Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. You know, once ISIS's playground, that city has now been quickened by the gospel. So how did that happen? Well, we've got the details. And then you'll hear some positive changes about food security in Guatemala. It's all about how you can pray, give, or go to advance God's kingdom. Our first story, we've kept you updated about the situation in Fallujah, Iraq, the town under ISIS control that was recently reclaimed by Iraqi troops. Thousands of people from Fallujah had fled to a nearby refugee city. But now, Frontiers USA tells us that in the last 18 months, through the work of indigenous missionaries, over 140 of those people in the refugee city have accepted Christ as their Savior. As Iraqi forces secure Fallujah and resume the public sanitation, Frontiers President Bob Blinko says some of these new Christians want to go back to Fallujah and share their newfound hope in Christ.
They are attracted to go home because that is where they live their lives, and there's no future for them in the refugee tents in the city of refuge. But now they have a mission, and they feel jubilant in the Lord. Most of these groups that they're working with have been baptized, which is the real step of faith, as you know, in the Muslim world.
So why does the gospel strike a chord with the Muslim refugees?
More than any other answer, they refer to Jesus' words, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. Learn of me. I will give you rest for your souls."
It's not without risk. So as these new believers minister to others, would you pray?
Pray for the people that withstand persecution. We've had a first martyr. It's not that these people are coming to faith without paying a price. So we have to pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters.
And this next story comes to us from Set Free Ministries.
In the beginning, I can tell you that I was raised in a Christian church, but absolutely had no idea about the enemy and what he was capable of.
That's Annie, whose name we changed for privacy. Now, while she grew up in a Christian environment, she didn't know Jesus or his enemy. So when she attended a seminar to learn how to fix a health problem through a spirit guide, she didn't actually realize who she was talking to.
I had absolutely no idea who they were. I just thought they were someone I went to in a room and talked to, and they listened to me. They didn't usually say things back, but I would get impressions.
With improved health, Annie stopped going to the seminars, but already she'd let the demons influence her mind. Down the road, she was encouraged to repent and read the Bible. After several months, she gave her life to Christ. Months later, her husband did the same.
Since then, both of us being now the Lord's, it's entirely different. Everything changes in your life, obviously, because we change now. We're the new us.
After a recent Set Free appointment, Annie feels rejuvenated in her faith. Her advice? Be informed about the enemy. Read God's Word. Now, if you want to know more about Set Free, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And finally, Compassion International is best known for child sponsorship. But Edouard Lesseg says there's behind-the-scenes work being done with local churches to care for vulnerable kids and their families.
Our program is holistic. We look not only at the spiritual aspect, but we look at the physical, the social, emotional, and cognitive aspect of the children.
A big issue is food security, and that's why Compassion's encouraged by the passing of the Global Food Security Act. See, it bolsters efforts to bring sustainable solutions to the vulnerable. And Lesseg knows the importance of this. With training and seed money, a Guatemalan girl and her mom now have a chicken farm and a rotation garden.
That's a testimony of a little girl, 10 years old, who's basically saying, we were struggling for food, but now through Compassion and the local church, we are able to provide for ourselves.
But Lesseg knows that the real change happens in the soil of the heart.
Pray for strong partnership with the local churches. That is so critical for us, because without the local churches, we do not have a program in those countries and communities.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Now that you know what's happening, do you want to respond to it? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. The updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, prayer cast links, and more with missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.